Hello and welcome everyone to the Bootleggers Buzzcast podcast. My name is Kosti, I'm your editor and host, and this would be the third installment for period one. I would first like to congratulate the Untouchables for winning the first period, well done. And concerning that, we have an in-depth interview with Vio and Kangaroo. We also have part one of a two-part interview that Katie did with Flames and Riot. Unfortunately, Himmel had some work commitments to attend to this week, so we figured this would be an opportunity to get a Buzzcast episode in that was a little bit shorter this time around, as the length of the episode seems to have been an issue that many players had. Keeping that in mind, this next segment is 25 minutes long, so if you'd like to skip to the third segment, now you know how far you need to fast forward. With all that being said, and without further ado, I give you Vio.
Hello, welcome to the Buzzcast. This is Vio. Today I have with me iKangaroo, the boss and founder of the Untouchables and the winners of Round 10, Period 1, currently glowing in the user's online list. Welcome.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for having me today. Thanksgiving, thank you for what you're doing, putting some fun and action into Buzzcast. Thankful for the stuff, running a game and making it fun, and we're just having a game and enjoying it. So thanks for having me here today.
I'm very glad you wanted to join. We actually planned this quite a while ago, didn't we?
Yeah, when we were friends, probably, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, sure.
And I'm just kidding. We're friends. We're always friends. We'll just have fun. So.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. For the listeners, maybe I got a few comments that maybe it would be awkward for me to do this interview, as I guess we can say that currently our crews are at war, but we will definitely put aside our differences and just like focus on hearing what you have to say, because I'm like, obviously you've had a really good start into round 10 and you've done a lot of good things, and I'm very excited to hear more about them.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yep. All the respect to you and your crew. As I said, it's a war in game. Let's have fun and enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, can you just start by like telling us a bit about yourself, about your like how long have you played Bootleggers, your name, your history, etc.?
Sure. So for me, this question might have two answers. I've been playing Bootleggers for years, but which style I've been playing, I would answer it, I've been playing BL for 40 years only. Before that, it was just trash playing, enjoying, gambling, playing with friends, nothing serious. But it got more serious probably 4 or 5 years ago when I got included into crews, some of the top crews. I had some good relationships with some of the bosses, and it just started over there. I would say I started playing BL with the royal family. That's when I count myself playing Bootleggers.
I see. Mm-hmm. How was it?
Yep, I love the royal family. I love this. It was a great experience for me. I'm not going to deny it. I've learned a lot from Hawaii, from Har, from a lot of friends. And before we start, I want to say a shout out to TRF and my members, my friends, and just let's have fun and enjoy it with respect. But I've played with TRF and I've been through wars and I've done a lot of things for them. And I think I've been part of their trophy. If I remember correctly, I was one of the top five revenue makers that trophy that we won. My name was Kingsford back then. We had a war. and we won it. We won the period. And I think 80% of the members, current members that won that period or trophy are not part of TRF. No hates, nothing, but I'm just saying I was part of TRF when we were rocking. We won the round. We've been through wars. We used to have fun back then. Then started changing my style a bit. The game started to be more boring. I was playing with a couple of my friends. They came back when COVID things started and they're sitting home doing nothing. I've started talking to them probably 6-7 months ago. They said, I'm doing some shootings and if you guys want to join us. And they joined and we started playing. And I think things are obvious now. I've done some shootings for TRF and it didn't end up on good terms. And we broke up, me and Hattie and all the relationship we had. And from there, we started playing an aggressive style. We've targeted the top five crews. Bootleggers reached at a point where it's boring. No one is shooting. They're just competing for revenue. They're just, for me, it looked like a dating app for me. And that's not when we used to play it before. Before, you'd be El Don and worried about holding a casino with 15 million chips in it. Now people are just holding casinos. There are billions in it. They're not worried about dying. So we came and we said, we're going to disrupt your plans and we're going to just start shooting. And we try to earn attention and reputation. And I think we've earned it. We've shot, I think I've shot TP for TRF. I've shot CDS, Edith Crew for TRF, which part of it was the Colombian family. That's the two shootings that I did before we leave. We started to profile up as TU. We've gained a lot of fans and they said, you guys are putting some action into the game. So we kept going. We got motivated from the fans, from ourselves, from the achievements we're doing. And we kept playing that aggressive style. That's when we started, they announced about the reset. And that's when we started saying, okay, how are we going to play this? We just attacked five of the top crews. We're going into a new reset. How are we going to do this? Are we going to play on stats? Are we going to play as an aggressive style? Keep UG in shooting? How are we going to do this? So we just started thinking about having a public alliance, having a crew that has our public face to hold our resources or properties. It's going to be a revenue generator for us so we can still play our aggressive dirty games. And that's when we talked about TP. However, we've shot them a couple of months ago and they knew how good we are and they wanted a dirty face for them. So most crews work like that. They have a public face and they have a dirty face. That's a mafia game. It's a strategy game. That's how you play the game. Okay. For me, there's no friends. I play with you. I love you outside the game, but it's a game and it's a mafia game and I'm enjoying it. And the first goal for my members, and I promise them, is to let them have fun. That's our goal. Not winning the period, not shooting anybody. We need to have fun. So I split my team into two parts. Do you want to shoot? Do you want to be on stats? Do you want to rank? Do you want to hold casinos? We broke up and built an alliance with TP. We had a great start. We've picked up Ohio Bullet Factory. It was 50% shared between us and TP. No one knew about it. And we had a lot of agreements with TP. Agreements with didn't go very well. Kevin and the life issues.
Kevin is which done. I understand.
I respect him. He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. And I hope I'll be praying for him. But Tim showed up. Again, I don't blame anybody. I'm not saying we thought they're playing us. Probably they had some issues. Mm-hmm. Kevin had real life issues. Kevin didn't share those agreements with the council. Web Ghost showed up and started trying to force us into new agreements. And we didn't like it, and they competed against us. And we reached at a point where we had to make some actions. And I think we did the right thing. So, as I said, everyone has some plans and expectation how they want to play. But for us, we were not sure whether we want to be on stats under the Untouchables name or whether we want to have a sub-crew. I think we've called it Lime Twist or something. And then the name thing was messed up. I was trying to start grinding the first minute of reset. So I just chose any name and it worked. And then ended up having 30 messages. Oh, Jimmy, Jamil, Kangaroo. So I was trying to be just go UG from the beginning. So we ended up being on stats. They knew it's me. And I said, let's give it a shot. Let's be on stats. TP is gone. Let's see what we can do.
That's surprising. That worked out surprisingly well for you, though.
Yep. As I said, my members, we've done a lot of things. Some of it was a very good call. Some of them was bad, but everything worked well for us, whether it was a bad decision or good. So again, shout out to my friends, my members. I asked them one question last night and I asked them to be honest. Are you guys having fun? And I had a full yes answer. And that was my goal a month ago. So we ended up having a crew. We've dominated the states. We've had some exposed the data of the states. We made some sheets and we know how much we can generate and how much we can pledge. And probably sometimes we're losing money, but we still want to control that state. Mm-hmm. So states played a very important role. I think the first week we've been competing in top two and we only have 12 members or something like that.
Which state did you control then?
I think we've controlled Detroit the first 3 weeks, and then we've left Detroit to see who's going to go over it. So on purpose, we left Detroit on the third week, the week before the end of the period, to see who's going to be ending up competing with me, because I think Thriller tried to rock you but failed 10 minutes ago. Stop shooting me.
Sorry, wasn't me.
No, it's all good.
I found you. Honestly, I found you, good. And then I was like, I'm not going to shoot you like 5 minutes before going into
No, it's all good. Let's have fun. I think you guys are gonna be surprised very soon. So let's have fun.
Oh, I don't think anything in that could surprise me. The only thing that would surprise me that happened now is if you beg me to have peace now, and that would be no fun, would it? The last thing I said on the last buscast was Flames was asking me if, like, aren't you worried that you would be shot back? And I was like, what? No, that's the whole point. Like, that is what bullying is supposed to be about.
I think you guys know me well. I will be shooting back. So,
yeah, of course.
Okay, so it's a matter of time. As I said, dying is part of the game for us. We're expecting to die since November 6th, I guess, was when they enabled shooting. I promise you, I was expecting to die. If you remember, I was Elite Barbarian last reset, and I died 5 minutes after enabling shooting. The first person who died last reset. So I was not expecting to be on stats. I promise you, I was expecting to die back in November 6th. As I said, this game doesn't work as you plan or as you expect. Then the secret is how you adjust your plans and how you go from there. So I think we did well. The stats game is not my game. We've done it. We've won a period. We have a trophy. I think we've earned it. That's all what we need. We'll be going back to our dirty style, UG style. We'll be shooting. We're going to be, a pain in any top crew that's going to try to play anything. Now, please have fun. Couple weeks. I have a war. Let me get it done. And then we'll go from there.
That sounds good. Very well summarized. You kind of started into it, but what are your thoughts on round 10, the changes that we've seen?
Oh, good question. Honestly, I've experienced the shooting the last 4 months of the last reset, and I did not like it. I like the sprees. I like when an account can spree a crew, can shoot a whole crew. So I like the new update about shooting. I'm not saying I like the cost of bodyguards or the amount of bullets needed, but I'm saying I like the new tactic. The new shooting style needs a lot of planning.
Yeah.
You can use it while to save bullets, and you can just do it without planning and waste a lot of bullets without finishing your target. I think we've tried it last reset. We've tried it this as well. If I'm not wrong, we've shot almost 8 million bullets this reset, this round.
Wow.
Using at least 5 to 6 UGs. We've experienced it. We've learned it before we go UG. We know how it is. I'm not saying it's perfect, but I like it.
Oh, that's cool. How about the other changes, like the rackets and stuff? Do you like that too?
Honestly, I think there's a lot of cash in the game. That doesn't mean that there is a huge inflation in my point, because if a gold price is 400K per gold and the cash money is 70 billions, it's like having a 40K gold price with 7 billions in the game. It's just a matter of taking a zero out of it. So that's not a big deal. You can make money easily. I think when I was Eldona, I was able to generate 25 to 35 millions a day just from the tickets and booze runs. And so there is a lot of money coming into the game. I think that's an issue staff might need to think about it. As you exposed me, I've tried to help him with that part. Took at least 12, 13 billions out of the game. So I did my part, and I'm hoping they're going to do their part. So again, some people think it's a dirty game. For me, it's a mafia game. We're playing strategically to have fun and to enjoy it. That's how we play. That's our style. We're aggressive. We're not going to be playing the stats or the period competition thing. So
yeah, that makes complete sense.
Wow, I've talked a lot. Sorry.
No, it's perfect. It's it's more often a problem that these buscats are too slow. Like, people don't talk enough. So I love that you're that's always what you want when you're interviewing someone.
I'm not saying what I'm. All what I said is right. I'm not saying that's my opinion. That's how we are playing the game. That's how we think the game is going. So some people might be against me. Some might say, he's right. So it's just an opinion.
Yeah, it's always how it's going to be. And no one will ever agree with everything you say. So cool. So the plan for you going forward, if I understand you correctly, is that you're finishing your golden periods and whatever, and then you intend to like this go off stats or?
I think we've been waiting to go off stats a while. We've been just waiting to die, to be honest with you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I've honestly kind of asked it for it. So when we had some internal issue with one of our members, he was one of my best friends in BL and real life. And we've been playing with each other for more than 12 years. Nothing other than respect for him. I hope he made the right decision and he's enjoying the game. That's all what I'm hoping. No hate against him. I'll be praying for him. But I think we've done everything right. He was part of my council team. He've exposed a lot of screenshots, which I don't care. We learn from our mistakes. I'm not saying no one can do. Everyone is going to do mistakes. It's a matter of how you learn from it and how you fix it. So
what you're referring to now is the screenshots that I posted, right?
Yep.
In my game forum post.
Yep, that was part of my council. We had an internal issue and then ended up exposing all the screenshots. So, which is part of the game, I think. It made it more action and more fun. So, and I honestly, when he left, I knew this is happening. So we've acted upon me and we started planning, okay, we're not going to think these people are going to know. We're not going to assume they're not going to know. Let's go with the worst case scenario. They all know what we did. And we've worked on it as they all know what we did. And I think I was trying to force some people to tempt them to shoot me before we win the period so we can start have half timers before then. And it worked. We got shot the day before we win the period, which we won it. And we're still on stats right now, trying to enjoy the half timers and the golden names, which is probably the last time we're going to enjoy it. And then we're going to be disappearing. We're going to be joining probably other crews. We'll be a UG team. We'll just try to have fun. As long as we are having fun, we'll be playing the game. As if the fun factor is not available, we will quit.
I think that makes complete sense. And I think there are other like groups like that too, who are literally just coming on to grind for a time being. Then they target a crew. It can be random or it can be connected to like friends that they have, their needs. And like, honestly, it sounds pretty nice. Like, I'm yellow. I can't go underground, but it seems kind of tempting sometimes to just like, don't bother about any like fallback or, because when you're a top crew or a crew on stats, then whatever you do or your members will do will like reflect back on the crew name, right?
That is true. So, I am not saying that I'm an expert leader or I am running a team and we're doing the best options. This is the first time that I've been leading a team and I'm not even saying I'm a boss or something. They're my friends. I love them. We've been friends for years. We're enjoying the game. I'm just leading and I'm not saying we're doing the right thing. We probably did terrible things and we're just enjoying the game. That's
but it's
it.
A game. I'm, like,
yep,
everyone is allowed.
We're just enjoying the game. It's COVID. We're staying home.
Yeah.
We have plenty of hours doing nothing. We're grinding. We're shooting. We're enjoying the game. And everyone have any hate against us, guys, just enjoy the game. Shoot me, do whatever you want, just enjoy the game.
I feel exactly the same way. And I'm so sorry to say it, but the most fun I've had probably this fall was shooting you guys on Friday.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad.
Well,
TRF did not go through
shooting.
A public war for years. I'm glad this is happening. Do you think that I'm sad about it? I'm glad. The thing that happened, it was exposed and a lot of big crews was included in it. And I think it's going to bring a lot of action to the game. I love it. I love it.
I want to see
some action. Let's have some action.
Totally
just stop.
If
the crew bosses, honestly, I don't hear a lot of the buzzcasts. But when we shot TP, I think I, Coasty, did a post about someone did what Flames was asking for. So you guys forced me to go and watch it, all of it. I promise you, I shot TP without listening to that.
Yeah,
buzzcast.
I know.
So I went and watched it, and I laughed because it really sounded like Flames is telling us TU. He did not say TU at all, but I felt like he's saying TU. Just shoot TP, and you will win. I'm super excited. And please stop the dating app game. No more revenue. If you have a trophy, most of the crew bosses are saying we're not enjoying the game. We don't want to compete. We don't want to shoot. I would, with all respect, say just log out and don't play the game. If you don't want to shoot, if you don't want to compete for revenue, if you don't want to do anything, why are you playing the game? Mm. I don't think you're enjoying the game and you're not playing with the soccer.
I think a lot of people are still like, you see in the forums, for instance, you see a lot of scum accounts who are just hanging out in the forums.
Whether it's a community issue or whether it's a game issue. And I've had a couple notes regarding this point.
Oh, exciting.
For me, I was not part of the community. So I can't make my decision whether is it a community problem or not. I don't know anybody. I used to be a part of crew. I never had to talk to other crews other than friends.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's why I don't have that factor where I don't want to shoot this person because he's my friend and it's a community and all that. We're just enjoying the game. So.
No, that's good. Keep doing it. Like, well, shoot me. It's fine.
Well, I think it's not something that you can keep doing, but we'll do our best.
Yeah, but I think it's like, that's true. Like, shooting right now is so expensive. And those things are, like I said in that podcast, that I hope that there will be some changes from staff to make it, like, at least slightly more beneficial for the ones who choose to play Bootleggers and not Farmville, which is, you call it a dating app, I call it Farmville. Like,
sure. But I mean, you said you need shooting to have a reason. I think we've showed everyone that shooting does have a reason. We've shot to win a period. We've shot to a couple crews that we thought they're going all in for first period. We've shot casino holders to take cash out of the game and try to get some gold on cheap prices. So I think shooting is a feature in the game that can be used very well and that can boost your crew going up. I'm not saying it doesn't cost a lot of money, but if the new style, the new shooting update, I think. Is not like the old one. The old one is, okay, you have 5 targets. They have bodyguards. You're going to end up with 1%, which is a shot a couple times. And I have targets 1%, and I still have 700-800K bullets. I'm not going to shoot someone on 1%. So it didn't make sense at all. At this point, yes, it costs you a lot of money. I mean, why do we need shooting to be cheap? We don't want to shooting be cheap. It's always going to be costing. It's a matter of how you use your spot on stats to generate the resources so you can do your dirty job. I call it dirty. I mean the UG job for your crew to benefit your crew. And I hate when people on game forums start acting like, oh, you're playing the dirty game. Come on, guys. You all play it. You all have UGs. You all shoot. It's a matter. I had a friend. He just put me down. Nothing against him, all respect. I've learned my mistake, but I still think that it worked well for me, even if it was a mistake. So.
All right. That's completely fine. Do you want to comment anything on the war, or do you feel like we've discussed it well enough?
I think I respect the action. I think a lot of people think that I was the main reason of probably shooting those casinos holders. I'm not denying it. I have a hand in it. Probably both hands in it, but there's a couple more. Let's just put it that way. Yep, I've done it. I've had to make some bad decisions. I've lost some friends, but as I say, I respect you. You're my friend, and when I say friend, I don't mean a real life friend. I mean a BL friend. And if I shot you in game, I hope you didn't dislike me or disrespect me. We're playing a game and we're just enjoying it. I played with TRF. They shot me and I shot them. I played with TSE. They shot me and I shot them. And that's part of the game. And I think I've been talking to a couple TRF members and they said, hey, I found you. I'm going to shoot you. And we're just having fun. So I don't see it as a bad thing. I think it's going to... give a good start for the period for other crews to see there's some action. There's BL is going back to the old style where you shoot, where you have fun, where you just don't sit and rank Eldon and just stop looking and grinding. I don't think you're enjoying it like this. So the secret of us winning, I think the environment played a lot of role. As I said, we've attacked 5 crews. We were expecting to die. Probably each crew said, okay, they shot Beyond Bars. Beyond Bars going to shoot them. Beyond Bars said, oh, they shot TRF. TRF going to shoot them. TRF said, oh, they shot the basement. The basement going to shoot the Untouchables. Or the basement said, the Pinozzi was shot by TU last round. They're going to shoot them. So probably that played a role with us not dying the first couple weeks of the reset. Then us controlling the state gave us a push with revenue, which attracted more members interested in winning a period and being a part of one of the top 3 crews competing for the first revenue, which gave us a boost in ranks and some members. We've tried our best to choose some good members. Some of them got kicked when we got shot. I promise you, everyone who contributed in that win got his portion of the win, even if he was
okay. Kicked. That's good.
Yes, okay. Yes. We're that not after. Nope. A lot of people. Mr. Frog, Nezel, Holy Duck, Shivaz was part of it. Sorry, Waleed, your high council was kicked. He almost incited me. I respect.
He would never have.
Waleed. Shout out to
Waleed.
A big shout out to this guy. Must respect. He told me the moment I saw my name as capo, I knew that you would always put me as a capo and I will never betray you. And this was a much respect from this guy. So
yeah.
He ended up being soft kicked by one of the successors, the other one. It wasn't me. But what I'm trying to say, we did not scam any of the member who contributed to our revenue period. Everyone got a portion of the win. We're stuck. We have a lot of resources. Couple K gold is not our concern.
Yeah, money comes and goes in this game, right? Resources, they come and
the
they go.
The secret
and
is how you make it, how you make it, how fast you make it, and how wisely you spend it. So
that's a very good way to end off this segment, I think.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for joining.
Yep. I just want to check if I'm dead before we end up this one.
Nice. Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Another great in-depth and intellectual interviews by Vio, this week with Kangaroo, also making history, making the first interview amongst two crews that are in the middle of a war. Should be very interesting to see how that plays out, considering both of their perspectives on the matter. Next up, we have an interview that Suka did with Flames and Riot. This episode, we're releasing part one of the interview. If you want to hear the rest, then you have to tune in to the next episode of the Bootleggers Buzzcast podcast. Now, without further ado, I give you Suka.
Welcome, guys. I am Suka in game. I'll be taking over this week as our little friend Kelly Boy can't be with us due to work commitment. Nothing else. He asked me to say something else, but it's purely work commitments. Very boring. I'm joined by Flames and Riot, who I've never actually spoken to, so hi.
You guys have been doing this without me?
In my defense, I said to him, let's invite Riot more. And he was like, no. So that's on Kelly Boy, not me.
Harsh.
Right, so Joe, I'm going to be very boring right now and dive right into questions. We've had quite a vocal game forum this week. So, Riot, as you're an American and probably have more knowledge than our posh little English fellow over here, if you could add one more state and add a new feature specifically related to that state, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I did it all myself.
One more state. I think some of the bigger, mafia states are already in there. It would be funny to add Utah and make it a dry state. Can't buy or sell any booze or gamble, just because that's how Utah is. Maybe Hawaii would be pretty nice, and you pay a hefty penny to get there. And then there's a lot of fun stuff to do, but you can only stay one day a month. So it's like a vacation state.
Or I feel like Boston, because I've heard they do really good sandwiches. And I feel
Massachusetts.
Instead of a cigarette, you can just eat a sandwich and get loads of good stuff. Right, Flames. Every reset, we talk and hear about the game growing. Do you think the inability to reach a wider audience stems from the fact that the game is set in one era, which does not appeal to some new players, especially as a new theme in gaming is actually future-based at the moment? Is there any way you've discussed competing to entice a younger generation of players?
The lack of growth has, I don't think, anything to do with the game. I think that 1930s Mafia is really popular and has been for a long time. What was that series I watched recently on Sky? Boardwalk Empire. Some of this stuff is actually pretty cool. The lack of growth in terms of player base is only one explanation. It's the fact that we don't market the game yet. But I think the game gets in a more stable place, then Kyle will be more willing to market it. So I think I don't think it's anything to do with especially not the game's era. I think the whole gangster concept is pretty cool.
But sometimes I feel like an older player doesn't want to move forward with the game, if you get me. So I'm wondering actually, especially reading the forum this week, if it's more of a community issue rather than a game issue. Because anytime someone new comes in, the community tends to ignore them or push them out. because they've been here for like 15 years or so.
Can I jump in? Yeah, you go, dude.
Oh, I just want to say, we definitely see this paradox of some people say, oh, you don't do enough to attract new players to the game. And then others will say, oh, why are we changing the game to attract new players? We should focus on the current players. I think the reason that most people are coming back to Bootleggers or have stayed here so long is not because they want to keep clicking their crimes and, you know, make it up to like Don just to get shot. I think it's definitely a community-based game. You see some people have been in crews for a very long time, you know, years and years and years, crews that have been around for a decade. So I think ultimately on the game end, which will be done, I think, once we get a lot of these like features and things ironed out, there needs to be a very good starting place for players to kind of get them into the game to where, you know, they can kind of get a feel on their own until they can make some friends and kind of get a part of that community. And I think Kyle's also doing a lot to kind of increase the community feel in the game by adding like a lot of these events, you know, and stuff that the community can do together, trying to increase like crews and what they can do and add more like teamwork there. So that, and maybe we shouldn't call every new person Ben, but that hasn't happened to a one. He's only half of them guys. Just kidding, Ben.
Okay, so Flames, the last buzz, you discussed a few things. One of Kelly Bo's questions was regarding other players stealing cars. If we were to be holding a large amount of cars at any one time, am I more likely to have my car stolen than someone who only has 10, for example?
It really comes down to the fact that there's just a pool of cars. So I guess you need to think of it like owning lottery tickets. So yes, but each individual car only has the same amount of chance to be stolen as all the others. Just essentially you have more tickets in play, thinking of it.
Nice, easy answer.
Yes.
Also, last buzz, you discussed new additions, travel, overhaul, and GTA were the main priorities. How are they doing and when can we expect them? Has any of the development stopped to Cybay's sudden disappearance from staff?
No, nothing was halted after Cybay was removed. In terms of the next overhauls, Kyle has let us know that GTA is definitely going to be that feature. Which is pretty cool, because reading a lot of the feedback on the forums, most people consider crimes has been like really successful in the way that that operates. So moving GTA to, or like auto burglary, to a more energy based model, and Kyle has confirmed that that will be the next overhaul. In terms of timelines,
I feel like people want to know soon about a new feature, because I feel like they're so disappointed with the reset, as we've had to read every single day, that they want something to like keep them going, you know what I mean? Are you more likely to discuss more openly in public about new features?
I think I have no problem always like pushing the line here. I definitely think, as Flame said, this really sounds like auto burglaries are going to be the next in line. I do think we'll be seeing those sooner than later, you know, and I don't want to ever say, we're going to be seeing it by this date, because, you know, Kyle is doing this by himself. He has mentioned that he is actively looking into getting like a paid professional developer, you know, somebody who's not going to have to work around like work schedules and stuff like that. So I think that'll be very good for him and the game. Let him focus on what he wants to focus on and get the developer can do the rest. When he set deadlines, time's up and just doesn't work out the way you wanted.
Ooh, and that'll end part one of the two-part interview. If you want to hear the rest of this interview, then make sure you tune in to the next episode. All right, and that's going to wrap up episode 3 of round 10 of the Bootleggers Buzzcast podcast. Let us know what you think of this episode, and if you have any questions, comments, concerns, feel free to make a game forum topic or reach out to any member of the Buzzcast team. We look forward to hearing from you, and the next episode will come out December 15th. Be on the lookout for that. Until then, I'm Coasty, and I'm out of here.